you again and again for watching Today with Marilyn and Sarah. I want to give you a really encouraging report because Laurel from Florida called to ask prayer for her daughter who was diagnosed with MRSA. MRSA is this massively contagious, super dangerous disease. It was in her knee. After receiving prayer, Laurel called back and said that the MRSA had stopped and wasn't spreading to her bones or blood or anything else. And that's a very supernatural miracle because of the highly infectious nature of this disease. And you might be watching right now and you need healing in your body. Why don't you hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. We know that God answers prayer. And partners, just want to tell you thank you again and again for being so consistent and faithful with your prayers and financial support. We could not cover the earth with the word without our partners. So thank you again and again. Mom, we have a special guest today. One of your favorite, all-time favorite people. Who are we interviewing today?
Well, we're interviewing Randy Clark. And he has this wonderful book out, Stories of Divine Healing. You know, we like stories. These are testimonies. But some of these are very, very way out, outstanding. And some of them are on deliverance. So I just encourage you to watch and receive. Because I think sometimes we watch, but we think it's for somebody else. But receive it for you. Why not? And when we have a guest that believes in healing like this and miracles and deliverance, oh, I don't want you to go away empty. I want you to stay right there. You say, well, I need to text somebody. Well, text somebody to watch. That's good. But stay right there and let God minister to you. Don't always be up running around, but just hang in, honey, and let God just kind of talk to your heart, your mind, your emotions.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Isabel, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn and Isabel cover the earth with the word.
Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. You say, you sound really excited about today. I really am excited because I believe that God has a miracle with your name on it. And you say, well, I don't know if that works. Now, folks, we need to believe for the miraculous. Believe for nothing in particular. That's what you're going to get. Nothing in particular. So today we have a very special guest who will be sharing with you, and you can have your miracle today. Why not? You say, well, someday. Well, what's wrong with today? I think today is a good, wonderful day. So we have Randy Clark with us, and he has written the book Stories of Divine Healing. Now, how long have you lived?
I'll be 68 in February.
68, and you have many years where you have seen miracles of healing.
Yes.
So it's not like somebody told you about healing. You have experienced healing in your life, your wife's life, and lives of people all around you. And plus, I'm going to brag on you, you have your doctorate. You're not exactly, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So I'm just kind of giving you background so you will listen today. And this is a very powerful time. So, Randy, help us. Tell us. Help our audience. They love healing.
Well, one of the things that I would share is the reason why I wrote the book. Was that I knew that there's a strong connection between one of the ways that God creates faith is through testimony. And I just felt like if we created a book that was just categorized by different types of conditions, people could read it and be encouraged.
Yeah.
And I actually have a whole message I'd like to teach on the power of the testimony And, you know, looking at the scriptures, you can see from one incident on Luke 6, the plain where Jesus is, power coming out of him and healing them all. I believe that story is what gave the woman in Luke 8 the faith to believe, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And that healing, when she told in Matthew 9, 20 to 21, about why she had touched him, how she'd been instantly healed, and then that she said to herself, if I can only touch him. And then Matthew and Luke tell the little detail. She touched the edge of his cloak or the hem of his garment. Matthew 14, when he gets to Gerasenes, everybody begs. They get all the sick and bring them to Jesus, and they beg him for one thing. Just let the sick touch the edge of your cloak or the hem of your garment. That shows the power of the testimony to build faith for healing.
That is really wonderful. And also, you have a chapter in here on deliverance. Now, I think it's important for our audience to know that many times it's the enemy we're dealing with in a very strong way. And we say, well, I don't know anything about that. That's why you need the book. But share with us some of the wonderful deliverances you have seen.
Well, we've seen quite a few deliverances. And actually, I have a whole book just on that.
Yeah.
Just on, you know, biblical base or on deliverance. But we've also seen people that had afflicting spirits that was causing the pain, causing one woman, she was blind and had been blind 6 years. I'd prayed several times for her in one meeting, and nothing was happening. I went back and re-interviewed her, and she said the only thing traumatic was her dad died. So I just thought, when did your dad die? How close to your blindness? And she said, instantly. When she said she went instantly blind when her dad died, I asked her another question. I said, were you touching your dad when he died? And she said, yes. And I had this impression, this is not a natural blindness. This is caused by a spirit. Mm. So I told her, I said, I believe I'm going to pray, because I had faith now. I know what's the cause. I'm going to come against it, and she's going to see. I told her that. And I prayed for her, and she opened her eyes. I came against the spirit of blindness. It left, and she could see, and she opened her eyes. So that was a sickness, a condition that was caused by a demonic spirit.
Yeah, the enemy. See, that's why I said you need to call us for prayer, and you need to get the book. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and the other thing too, Randy, you were telling me kind of offline a little bit about somebody getting healed from schizophrenia and bipolar. Mm-hmm. What did that look like?
Well, this is tying into our last question. Where there was a woman from Africa living in Oshawa, Canada, and the book had just come out on deliverance, and she came to me, she had it, and she's crying. She said, I have my daughter back. I said, what do you mean you have your daughter back? She said, my daughter's in her 20s. She's a bright student. She's in university. And a few years ago, I forget now, she was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. And I had to quit my job. I'm working only part-time now because I have to take care of my daughter. And she's depressed. She doesn't want to get out of bed. And she can't hardly communicate. And it was really, really bad. And I actually have about this thick of psychotropic drugs she is on, a different hospital she'd been in and everything, just to verify it. Pastor friend of mine got them for me. So this woman said, this book. And I said, well, how did the book? She said, there was a chapter. She read the table of contents on curses, inner vows, and things like that. And she went there first, and she read 5 pages and saw she had done something when she was not a believer yet that was like witchcraft. And she became deeply convicted. She lays her Bible on the bed. She's praying, asking God to forgive her of this witchcraft thing that she had done, she had forgotten about, and she threw up. Within minutes, the daughter, who hadn't been out of bed, came at the doorway of the bedroom where her mother's at and said, Mom, why are you crying? Isn't your brother coming next week? Let's go down to the grocery store and get some food. And she said, my daughter's back. Now, I just be honest, I don't know how to explain this. This doesn't really fit with my way of thinking about things. But I'm just giving the testimony that this is the way it happened. I do think that sometimes things that's in a household can affect other people. Mm-hmm. I don't think mental illness is usually the cause of caused by demonic. That'd be naive, I think, to think it's always caused by the demonic. I think it's also naive to think it can never be caused by the demonic. Now, the other girl that was sealed was like 25. She is, you know, brilliant, hit in as she's graduating from university. And it was a friend of mine who prayed for her, and it was an act of obedience that her stepfather had done. And when she came, we prayed, she fell out. And then that night at home, now she's paranoid schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, terrible, and anorexic. That night when she gets back into her room after she had fallen out under the spirit, she felt like she heard the Lord say, anoint your head with oil. So she did. And then she felt like the Lord said, now take all your clothes off, anoint your whole body. She did. Mm. The moment she did, the power of God knocked her to the floor and she shook all night with electricity going through her body. Wow. And the next day, she wasn't schizophrenic anymore.
Oh my gosh. I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website.
Right.
You may know, you might be struggling yourself with some of these issues. These are just horrible experiences and living. Hop on the phone. We want to pray for you and grab your copy of Stories of Divine Healing. And one of the things that I love about this book is when you go to the table of contents at the very beginning, you can read there's different sections for various maladies. So healings that relate to the immune system, healings that relate to marriage and family, healings that relate to the muscular system, the nervous system. You're like, well, that's all good, but I have a specific condition. So then you go to the back with the index where it lists specific conditions. Like there's a part here for kidneys. There's a part here for the reproductive system, for the respiratory system. So hop on the phone, get on the website. I love this because it's like a little faith man. Manual, right? A little like charge. It's kind of like if you took your battery and you had cables and you could connect to the battery and get like charged up with your faith. That's what this will do. It will like pump your faith so that you can really trust in God and say, God, I believe you. I have faith. I have confidence. God, if you can do that in here, you can do that in here. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God has some tremendous healings for you, and not only for yourself, but for the people that you know. And in just a moment, we're going to take a little pause, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Randy a really important question about who can heal the sick. Is it just the people with the microphone or the ones with the big names? Is it all of them? We're supposed to bring everybody to all these really famous people? Or is it possible, maybe, that God could heal the sick, maybe through you? You're like, well, I don't know. That's kind of a weird idea to consider. Maybe you've tried this in the past and it hasn't worked or whatever, but we're going to talk about that question. So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy, Stories of Divine Healing. We want to pray for you to have healing. We'll be right back to ask this question. Is it possible for God to heal the sick through you?
Miracle testimonies are more than just accounts of past events. They're invitations to a fresh experience of God's supernatural power. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Randy Clark's unique compilation of amazing miracle testimonies, Stories of Divine Healing. Through this book, you will be inspired by over 100 faith-filled miracle testimonies, receive supernatural encouragement, strengthen your faith to receive your personal breakthrough, experience the Holy Spirit's healing presence. We will also include Marilyn's Healing Faith CD and Speak the Word booklet and our Healing Scriptures card. For your generous gift of $89 or more, we will send you Stories of Divine Healing, Healing Faith, Speak the Word, and our Healing Scriptures Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm, wrapped in God's Word. Encounter Jesus's compassionate heart and matchless power over every sickness and disease. Call or click today to get this amazing offer.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen.
You were created on purpose for a purpose, but do you know what that purpose is? My grandmother Marilyn Hickey's newest book, Seven Spiritual Gifts, will help you find that purpose. Based out of Romans 12, this book will help you to not only recognize your individual motivational gifts, but best live a life that helps you to walk in the purpose that God has for you. Go ahead and go on our website to get your copy of this book today. It will change your life.
Is your faith rising while you're watching this? Are you saying that's just for somebody else? Are you saying this is for me? This is awesome what is going on here today. And I want what is going on here to go on there with you. So Randy, continue to help us with stories of divine healing and how healing is the bread of the children. We need to eat it.
Man, I do agree that healing and deliverance belong to the children of the covenant. It's ours. It's in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Well, I just am so excited because I'm mindful of that passage where it says eyes have not seen, ears not heard, but also it says that people have wanted to see what we see and never got to see it. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of people who lived that hasn't got to see a lot of the things, the miracles and healings that we do. When we take people with us, and we've taken about 5,000 people over internationally with us, 90% of them are lay people. They make up our team. And the reason why I take them as lay people and to see healing, and the biggest healing I've ever seen, to me, one of the greatest miracles was a guy who was in a wheelchair. He had a police officer. He's 25 years old. He'd been shot in the stomach, and the bullet severed his spine. And the man praying for him had never prayed for anybody. And he'd come on the team. His wife was a nurse and told him about stuff he had seen. And so he's there and he says, Lord, you know, I've never prayed for mine. Bring me an easy one, headache or bellyache. Bring me an easy one. And he sees this guy come in a wheelchair. And he says, no, God, not that. But anyway, he prays. And because the guy pulls on his pant leg and he prays for him. And anyway, long story short, the guy gets out of the wheelchair and walks. That's the first person that guy ever prayed for. On the team. God wants to encourage the church. And the reason why I take teams with me internationally, particularly to Asia and Brazil and places, is there's a culture that believes really so much in God's man or woman of power for the hour. And they don't have much faith that God will use the lay person. And I can preach and teach on that all day, but it does so much more if at the end they see the team come up and pray. And normally speaking, 50% of what happens in every meeting, the 50% of the healings happens through the team. The other 50% through the words of knowledge, but even those, a lot of those words came from the team. So we do teach. We believe in the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry and that there are gifts of healing. And not everybody can receive a gift of healing, but you don't have to be an elder or a pastor to receive a gift of healing. That's why I think there's distinction of being apostles in 1 Corinthians 12 are all apostles. And it says, do all have gifts of healing? Do all work miracles? And so I believe in lay people being powerfully used in the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And when you read this book, I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. When you read this book, it will encourage your faith about healing and God healing through you, not only for you, but also through you. And you know, for those of us who are listening who are like, you know, I want to move in healing more, what would you say to us?
Well, I would say you can read things like this, build your faith, read testimonies, hear testimonies, study books about healing. I did. I read everything I could get my hands on to learn from all these dreams, because I believe that each dream has some significant, important truth. And it's not contradictory, it's complementary. And so I just read as much as I could. And I wanted to go to places and be under the ministries of people who had strong healing. I had people pray for me. I believe in laying on of hands. I had people lay their hands on me, pray for me, you know, that I would receive more. And so I believe that, and then it's just studying what the Word of God says about healing and memorizing scriptures about healing. And what I did in my Bible, I went through not just a scripture, but every big story about healing. I highlighted it blue. And then sometimes I would just read all the blue and just keep reminding myself of these stories in the gospel and looking at the different ways that Jesus did. So I studied the Bible. I studied what other people were writing. I believe in impartation. God has used me in that way myself. But I received from impartation. I mean, I didn't have hardly any healings until I was in a service. I received an impartation. And after that, there was significant change. But then, as I kept going and trying, believing more and God speaking to me and stepping out in faith and trying to do what I heard God say, my faith was growing. God loves relationship. And as you know, my father just passed away about a week ago, 88 years old. And my son was telling me, he said, "Dad, don't think about 88 and your dad. Think of Marilyn Hickey. Look at Marilyn. She's still going so strong. Let Marilyn be your model so that you can keep going strong and not worry about, you know, going away and dying in your upper 80s.
Best days are ahead.
Yeah.
My biggest miracle's ahead.
Look to Marilyn. Look to Marilyn.
Thank you.
Not to look to Jesus, but look to the Jesus in Marilyn and watch and how great a model you are.
Thank you.
And I encourage you, you might be in kind of an aging process and you might think, oh man, my best days are in the past. Just want to encourage you that God says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. And so let's not just take kind of ailing conditions and accept, well, this is the normal routine. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus and really live out the full plan of God's plan in our lives, no matter what your age is. And Randy, another question I want to ask you is, what's your favorite healing testimony?
That I've heard?
Yeah, or that you've experienced.
That I've experienced. Well, I know there's a whole lot of them. I wrote many of them down here. I think the one I'm right now most excited about, because, you know, I've prayed for about 10 people who had ALS, and I didn't think any of them had been healed.
What's ALS?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. Mm.
And none of them had been healed, and I thought this was my Goliath. No, I haven't been able to come against this yet. And it used to be schizophrenia, but now we've seen its head come off. And 2 years ago, I met a guy in Kentucky, and he told me about how he got healed at Bob Rogers' big church in Louisville, Kentucky, a Pentecostal church there. And when I was there and prayed for him. And just last week, I got a second testimony of a man that 2 or 3 years ago was healed in one of our meetings of Lou Gehrig's disease. So when I hit an area for me that we've never been able to see a healing there, so someone would say, "Have you ever seen?" I'd have to say, "No, I haven't. I believe it's possible because the Bible says heals all of our diseases. So I know it's possible, but I haven't seen it yet." Mm-hmm. Now I can say, yes, we have seen that healed. And it just does so much hope. It builds so much hope and builds faith for people to know it has been healed. Mm-hmm. It's just a powerful thing to be able to say. So I'm excited to be able to say, we now have another Goliath that has fallen.
Nice. And if you're watching right now and you need healing in your body, we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And we know God heals the sick. Grab your copy, Stories of Divine Healing. I'm going to ask you this question just as we finish up, just for a quick moment. What would you say about healing in America in contrast to international healing? Because sometimes we have this idea it doesn't happen here.
What we're seeing in America right now is so much more than we used to see. Things that we used to say, we'd give a testimony and say, how many have seen that? And almost no hands would go up. Now, a lot of people are seeing it themselves. So we're seeing a real transformation. Some of the biggest miracles I've seen happen in the United States, that both the ALS, most all the MS, the Parkinson's that we've seen were in the United States. About half of the AIDS conditions we've seen were healed in the United States. So there are a lot of things happening here, and it is increasing, and it's increasing in other groups, which I wish we had time to talk about. We don't. But mainline denominations are also beginning to be touched, and they're beginning to see healings as they step out and begin to just believe.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
I do too. And I love what God can do. Don't limit Him in your life. Don't limit Him in your life. And of course, we love for you to call us for prayer. And, you know, we don't counsel, but we love to pray. But what about a book that kind of keeps you cooking? You know, I take books on planes that build faith, because when I get off the plane, usually I'm going to be praying for the sick. And so I like to build my faith all the time. So I'm in to faith, honey. You say, are you a faith teacher? Absolutely. No question about it. So call in, get the books, because you're going to give some away. Leave us your prayer request, because you're believing with us for your miracle today. So we don't give up. I love this, until we win. The game is not over. until we win. I live that, I see that, and I believe you do too. This is a special moment of faith for you.
Miracle testimonies are more than just accounts of past events. They're invitations to a fresh experience of God's supernatural power. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Randy Clark's unique compilation of amazing miracle testimonies, stories of divine healing. Through this book, you will be inspired by over 100 faith-filled miracle testimonies, receive supernatural encouragement, strengthen your faith to receive your personal breakthrough, experience the Holy Spirit's healing presence. We will also include Marilyn's Healing Faith CD and Speak the Word booklet and our Healing Scriptures card. For your generous gift of $89 or more, we will send you Stories of Divine Healing, Healing Faith, Speak the Word, and our Healing Scriptures Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm, wrapped in God's Word. Encounter Jesus's compassionate heart and matchless power over every sickness and disease. Call or click today to get this amazing offer.
Hey, I can tell something is happening to you. You're getting your faith built up. You know, you've been kind of discouraged, but you're getting encouraged. And when you have faith, oh, that encouragement causes you, it causes me to press in to a miracle. So we're so happy with you here today to really share the miraculous. And this is normal for a Christian. Isn't that right?
It is.
So, Randy, would you pray for our audience? Because many of them need healing as well.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, first of all, I believe that you have listened today and are watching today, and you've heard these stories, and there's so hundreds of stories we could have told. The stories you heard today matches your condition. It's a setup of God. It's a setup to say, I want to build your faith. I want to help you to believe. So I want to pray for you. You don't have to do anything except just expect the healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless the people that are watching. In Jesus' name, I ask your power to flow into their body. We come against sickness and disease, command it to be gone in Jesus' name, pain to leave in Jesus' name, eyesight to begin to come back, hearing to begin to come, pain begin to leave in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I encourage you to receive that healing. You might even just say that right now with me. I receive that healing. I receive Jesus' healing power in my life that dispels infirmity, sickness, all kinds of illness. We walk in supernatural healing. Thank you again. Make sure you grab a book. God has powerful things for you in the supernatural healing.